That'll make us some best friends. Woo, that way, well, the music sounds good. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. If you've got questions about caring for or painting or repainting the outside of any structure, actually, we've got painting experts in here, and the topic is exterior, but we could certainly handle any questions you might have on the interior as well. And I want to go back to, we just were approaching the prep on the stucco and the patching of the stucco in between dissimilar materials like the wood brick mold or the aluminum window frames and how you get those back ready for painting. But we just barely touched on repairing cracks in stucco. And it's easy, I think, in a heavy textured stucco finish to camouflage it and blend it in. My trick is I just use the sanded elastomeric caulk and I put it in there. And then I just take a wet sponge and daub it and it kind of ruffles up the surface. And I mean, the crack goes away. It's invisible. But on a smooth finish, that can be really, really tough.
Yeah, definitely a little bit more difficult. But before we hit on that, I do want to go back to the stage, the power washing stage, because I think we missed an important thing for every homeowner. Certain situations, you can power wash the house three or four times, and that chalking paint still won't all come off. And
it's getting old.
The
power wash is getting old at the time you've done it three times already.
Yeah, and it's actually a pretty common problem. And we found a great solution for that, and it's a product called Sealcrete. And what Sealcrete does is if we get to a house that we've power washed and there's still chalk, we'll go ahead and apply a full coat of the Sealcrete. It's a clear sealer. And what that does is takes all that chalking and it almost bonds it together like a glue and gives us a clean surface and smooth surface to paint on.
Is that a spray-on product or a roll-on product?
It's spray-on product, yeah. Okay. It's pretty thin. It's kind of the consistency of water.
Yeah.
But once you spray it on, it bonds everything together and gives you a really great surface to paint on.
I'm not familiar with it. Is this a new product?
It's not new, but it's kind of been more common lately. We've really been pushing it because we've had a lot of situations where that chalking just doesn't come off, and we wanted to find a good way to deal with it so that the paint didn't peel down the road. A good example, this last weekend, we did a charity house, Paint It Forward, and we got done pressure washing the house, and we started to paint, and we realized it had chalk. And we stopped everything, bought 5 gallons of the Sealcrete, and sprayed it on the house. Within 10 minutes, it was dry, and all the paint chalking was gone. So this is a big step that the homeowners can't miss if they have that problem on their house.
This has got to be a part of your 10-year warranty.
It is. If it has the chalking, it definitely is. Yep.
So you pre-coat the entire house as if it were a primer coat, but I understand it's not a primer. It seals the stucco. And then what do you do from there? At that point, do you need to prime it?
From there, we just go ahead with the next steps, the crack repairs and caulking and all that stuff.
Okay, so let's go to that smooth stucco surface, the territorial trowel finish or the sand finish stucco. How are we going to hide that that spider cracking?
It is tough. Those are the toughest houses style of stucco to repair. Obviously, the textured finishes, those are a lot easier to hide those cracks, but those smoother surface stucco houses like that, there's several different ways that we have to go about it. The sand finish, the small fine sand finish houses, a lot of times we're able to use the elastomeric stucco patch. It'll be put on lightly into the cracks and either floated or as well using a sponge to float those areas around. Because we just don't want to see a house after it's painted and see all these spider web track lines all over the house to show the repairs. So we want to try to blend those as best as possible.
It can be hard.
It can be real hard.
It can be real difficult. But the textured elastomeric is the key. Even in the smoothest of finishes, you still need a little bit of texture so it doesn't flash at you, right?
A little bit, yes. Yeah. On some of the real smoother finishes, we found a cement-based product that applies really smooth. It's not real gritty, and it's easily sandable after it dries. And it dries within 40, 45 minutes probably. And then it's easy to sand. It's not a real hard base cement, So they're easy to sand, and then those are primed and then painted with the rest of the house. So it really helps with the smoother, real smooth finish houses.
Okay, we've pretty well talked through the prep of the stucco. How about that little stem wall, the area between the weepsgreed and the dirt? How do we prepare that area?
Well, also sometimes people have their shrubs, their bushes planted along those.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of moisture in that area, and those do tend to peel quite a bit. So what we found and we've been using for several years now is a product called Dry Lock.
Mm-hmm.
The product is called Dry Locked. Used a lot for on not just stem walls but basement home walls. It just helps block out that moisture. So we, whether it needs it or not, we dry lock the whole stem wall around the whole house after we scrape it and get all the loose debris off.
Which can be a lot.
It can be a lot.
It can be a lot. You can almost get down to bare concrete by the time you're scraping it and power washing it.
Yes,
it
sure can.
Cleaning it off. So Dry Lock is the product for that. All right, when we get back, I want to start talking about, now that we've got the house pretty well prepped for paint, where do we go from here? What's the difference between a spray and roll and a true exterior two-coat paint job?